WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Approximately 50 firefighters spent more than 4 hours yesterday morning to get an apartment building fire under control. College Station Fire Department Battalion Chief Robert Mumford says the cause was the furnace in an upstairs unit at the Campus View Apartments. He says the fire spread to all 10 upstairs apartments because they shared a common attic.
The ladder truck from Bryan and College Station both were able to put large volumes of water on the body of the fire and knock it down. Then our crews were able to go in and extinguish the remaining hot spots.
Evacuations took place in 12 of the 20 units. A resident and two firefighters were treated at the scene for minor injuries, and a cat was rescued. Red Cross is assisting 21 residents who were displaced. The Bryan School Board continues to move ahead with projects, some approved by voters and others funded by oil and gas revenue.
The board wants to split architectural duties in its $132 million bond issue between at least two firms. Chief Financial Officer Amy Drozd made the administrative recommendation.
It's another set of professionals for us to bounce ideas off of and go through for various projects.
Last night, the board approved entering negotiations with an international company with a Houston office, Stantec, to design expansions at Rudder, Davila, Ross, Henderson, Crockett, and Jones. Another national firm with a Houston office, PBK, which developed the bond package, has the new Stephen F. Austin converting the present SFA into administrative offices, renovating the Civic Auditorium, and turning Milam into the new home of the Mary Catherine Harris Alternative High School. The board also spent another $1.4 million the district is projecting to collect in oil and gas revenue on replacing air conditioning at two campuses. PBK was awarded the design contract involving the gym and cafeteria at Bryan Collegiate and a portion of the Bryan High campus. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station police believe the same man is responsible for two armed robberies in the last 2 weeks. The latest was yesterday at a payday loan business. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says two employees of the Cash Advance America store on Texas were not hurt and no shots were fired.
The suspect was described as being a male, wearing gray pants, black hoodie-type shirt, carrying a dark-colored backpack, was armed with a handgun, described as being approximately 5'10". With a thin build.
The man is also suspected of a holdup last week at the Chipotle restaurant in Northgate. Online at WTAW.com are photos of the suspect. Bond has been set at $100,000 for a Bryan woman arrested for murdering her boyfriend during a fight over drugs Sunday morning. 39-year-old Latoya Jenkins is accused of using a large kitchen knife to stab 40-year-old Stephen Shivers in the neck. Officer Kelly McKeithen says there were two witnesses. One was at Jenkins' apartment administering first aid to the victim.
There was reportedly another individual, but that person hasn't been located. They were not involved. They would be strictly a witness.
McKeithen says Jenkins left the apartment before officers arrived. According to the arrest report, Jenkins was found at her mother's home in the Brushy community west of Easterwood Airport. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 38 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news on the way at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
808, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, holding the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Good morning. Cloudy and misty this morning. There may be a passing shower, too. Temperatures only up to 45 to 50 today. Lots of clouds overnight. Lows will be 30 to 35. For tomorrow, cloudy skies. The risk of a shower once again. Highs will be near 45. There's the chance of a shower tomorrow night. Lows near 35. Skies will start clearing on Thursday. That will lead to milder temperatures. Highs should be around 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, now this is big enough. Moms, turn up the radio. Moms, turn up the radio. This is important, okay? You guys know who Sid Miller is? You have no idea, right? Right?
Name's vaguely familiar.
Comic book?
No. Sid Miller is not a comic book guy. Sid Miller is the new Texas Agriculture Commissioner.
Oh.
I draw comic books. Yesterday, he said, quote, I am announcing that I am giving full amnesty to cupcakes in the state of Texas.
Oh, that's right.
The law banning cupcakes went into effect in 2019. It was repealed last July, but never publicly announced.
Ah.
He said, I'm also granting pardons to pies, cookies, brownies, cakes, and homemade candies. Although many parents agree with the decision, some don't understand why Mr. Miller is focusing on this issue. He said, I would hope that there would be other priorities on the agenda, says a parent named Jenny Stedman. Jenny, cool it, okay? This is important. See, let me be clear. This is not about force-feeding cupcakes to our children. It's about local control. He wants to get rid of the regulations that he believes should have been left up to school boards anyway.
Yeah.
So there you are. But I can remember years ago, one of my kids, this was, he was going to Lamar, okay, so it was a BISD, and the idea was that bake cookies and he would take them to school, and the teacher turned them away saying, no, you can't do that because there wouldn't be enough cookies for all the kids in the school. And if they didn't have the kind of cookie that that child wanted when their turn came to choose a cookie, then that could cause a problem.
Tough darts.
Yeah. Now, again, that was a long time ago, but that's where that all came from. And then, of course, the idea that it's not actually prepared in a health department approved kitchen was a concern. So we'll see. Now Miller apparently is setting his sights on allowing deep fryer and soft drinks back in public schools. Yes, yeah, Sid Miller.
Yeah.
You go, buddy.
Not Frank Miller, the comic book artist I was thinking
okay.
of.
Okay, it's Sid Miller. He's the new agriculture commissioner. Just letting you know. His name is on all the new gas pumps, okay? It is. Not yet, but it will be. Because that's for some reason or other, the Secretary of Agriculture is the one who approves all the gas pumps in Texas. So remember that. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Galea's here from the Humane Society. So what's going on in y'all's world of puppies and dogs and, you know, cats and kitties and all that stuff?
Guinea pigs.
Oh, guinea pigs. You got some guinea pigs happening?
Guinea pigs.
We apparently found out last week that you could get a strep throat from your guinea pig.
Oh, okay.
So.
Cool. Not really.
Just letting you know.
It's
if you
not
think
helping
it's,
us
it's
to get our guinea pigs adopted.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Probably should have waited to not do
off
that at that point. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you got some guinea pigs, huh?
Yeah, we have two.
Okay.
We have
right.
two.
Are they separated so you won't have more?
No, they are litter mates and they are of the same gender.
Oh, okay, so don't have to worry. Okay, so that's
we're
safe.
We're good there.
All right, okay.
And we, you know, guinea pigs do actually reproduce relatively quicker than people are aware of. And so, yeah, just keep that all in mind if you do get a guinea pig from some other random location.
There could be a problem there. Yeah.
It is the reason they are next to dogs, cats, and chickens. Guinea pigs are our next most intaked animal that we
have.
Oh,
is that right? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's
We got extras.
Right? Exactly. And that's and I'm not going to lie. Guinea pig babies are some of the cutest things you'll ever see in your entire life.
Sure.
But anyhow.
But still.
Kind of on a tangent there. Anyhow. We are finishing all the paperwork to get all our vouchers and lined up and whatnot because this Friday is our Pitbull Wellness Package kickoff. That's January 16th. Brazos County residents that own a Pitbull, bring them into the shelter on Friday when we open at 11. Purchase a microchip for $25 for that dog, and then you'll get a voucher that's good for a heartworm test, a rabies vaccination, a Brazos County tag, and to have that animal spayed or neutered. So you have until, I think it's the end of March to get that done. You're assigned to a veterinarian, so you can make that appointment kind of whatever time works better for you and so forth. So that's, again, Brazos County Pitbull owners. Use that to your advantage. $25, get your animal microchipped, and then 2 months to pretty much get that rest of that done. And it's a great deal. You can't beat that. I've known some people who did it last year. It was really easy. Like I said, you come in, you get your voucher, and you just call. We give you the vet clinic's number. We usually try to pick one in your area so that obviously it's you're going to be having to make that trip a couple of times over the course of your pet's lifetime. So it makes it easier for you. So for more information, go to our website, aguilinehumane.org. We're kind of looking a little further out. We're doing some save the date stuff. I mentioned a while ago, April 11th is when we've moved Adopt-A-Thon to. It used to be in May. The way the school schedule has kind of changed over the years, it's now conflicting with finals week and so on and so forth. So we've moved it a little bit earlier. So our volunteers haven't left yet when Adopt-A-Thon rolls around. And again, that's April 11th. Now, Adopt-A-Thon has also changed over the years. It used to be solely adoptions and the rabies vaccination clinic. Now, it also has our pet care fair, which not only does it have local business owners that have pet businesses and whatnot and want the pet community to be aware of them. There's also other rescue groups that we work with. We reach out to all those, you know, Weimaraner Rescue, German Shorthair, Pug, some of the non-specific breed rescues, Long Way Home that takes a wide variety of dogs. The Bryan Animal Center will be out there as well. It's a community-wide adoption rescue type event. So you can learn all sorts of stuff from other agencies. Maybe talk to them. Maybe you've been thinking about that kind of dog, and you can talk to those people who are completely immersed in that breed and say, find out if that's really a breed that's going to work for you. And then we have the demonstrations. We have search and rescue demonstrations, agility demonstrations, all sorts of stuff like that. That's a whole lot of fun to watch. And again, we do have that rabies vaccination clinic and county tag sales there as well, along with our adoptions, of course. So it's a whole lot of fun, and it's going to be, again, April 11th. The times have changed a little bit. We've always had it a very long day when we found out. We stare at each other the last few hours.
Okay, so shorten that up a little
bit.
So
it will be a little bit shorter this year, but as we get closer, I will get that information announced in the exact times that we decide on. So, again, that's April 11th. If you are a pet-related business, you want to come out and have a booth, let us know. There's information on our website about how to contact us. Or if you're a rescue group or affiliated with a rescue group. And sometimes some of the rescue groups, you know, we send that information off. Obviously, it's volunteers, and they maybe fail to realize there is somebody in this community because they're going, oh, you know, we're based out of Houston, but they don't realize there is a volunteer that's up here in this area. So if you are working with a rescue group and are willing to help them out with it, maybe you need to reach out to your presidents and whatnot to let them know, hey, this is something you want to be at, and you're willing to help with that. So they always obviously need help as well. And then further off, just mark your calendars, October 24th, Wiener Fest 2015. Sponsorships and stuff are all looking, obviously we're starting that now because Wiener Fest is a large event, and there is already stuff up for Wiener Fest 2015 and 14 and all the past pictures and whatnot. You can check out our website for that under the events tab, and that's what's going on right now.
Very good. Thank you so much for the time. Give us the website.
AggielandHumane.org.
Okay, there you are. That's Leah from the Humane Society here on Tuesdays, and Lucia's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. No, that's not plugged in.
It's not?
There. Let's see. Try.
Hello.
There. Okay, that's better. Yeah,
good
just work
morning.
Right in there. Work that microphone close. There you go. Okay. All right. There we go. So, what's going on at the Chamber?
We're getting super busy at the Chamber. We have our business after hours this Thursday, 5:30 to 7 at the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest. So, if you've not seen their renovations, come out and check it out. They have a really awesome bar. And that's free to everyone. And it's great networking. If you're new to town, come by and introduce yourself and it'll be good.
Yep.
Second, we have our Economic Outlook Conference, which is January 28th at the Hilton College Station. That's sponsored by Wells Fargo and the City of College Station. And this event, our keynote speaker is coming from San Francisco. It's NerdWallet. So it should be exciting and new. So go check that out online. And the tickets for that are $75. And we do have tables for $650, and those are classroom style. So you face the stage, and that includes lunch. Also, we are working on our Austin delegation trip to the state legislature on February 3rd and 4th. That's in Austin. That's sponsored by Regency Apartments, and that's $100 per person. However, lodging is on your own. And this is where you vote. Everyone is voicing local business in Washington and Austin. And then we have a deluxe ribbon cutting on January 20th at the St. Joseph Family Medicine, 1612 West Villa Maria, Suite 130, and that's in Bryan. And then we have a ribbon cutting, I guess it's Friday, January 16th, at the Junior Achievement, and that will be at Amico Nave from 4 to 5:30, 203 East Villa Maria.
All right, very good. And if you want some more information or want to join the Chamber, what's the website?
Website, bcschamber.org, or you can give us a call at 260-5200.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yep, visit the folks from the Chamber, too. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison in quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
We at FiberMax know that when it comes to having a successful and profitable cotton growing operation, every detail matters. But don't just take our word for it. Let's hear what FiberMax cotton growers have to say.
My name is Brent Patterson. I am a FiberMax grower. I farm around Whiteface, Texas. We planted FiberMax 2334 GLT this year on a center pivot, and it yielded 2.5 to 3 bales under that pivot. Most times on our pivots, we aim to make 2 bales or 2 bales plus, so we were very happy with the yield that the FiberMax 2334 GLT did. We'll definitely plant it next year. In fact, this year we have it on a strip patch, and it looks better than the 3 bales, so the potential is definitely there for the 2334.
FiberMax, for quality and yield. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Thanks very much. Stock index futures sitting near their highs of the morning. It looks like a turnaround Tuesday may at least be attempted today. European markets are stronger, and with the exception of Japan, Asia rallied overnight as well. Now, this is coming as both oil prices collapse further down to the $44 a barrel range here in the States, and interest rates around the world are falling rather sharply, including the yield on the U.S. Treasury bond, which is now below 1.9%. In Japan, the yield on a 5-year government note there is 0%. And we are seeing rates fall all around the world amid threats of deflation, given falling oil prices, falling copper prices, and weak commodities. Generally speaking, that can be an indication of falling demand in places like China and elsewhere around the globe. Now, having said that, earnings season got off to a positive start yesterday. Alcoa delivering profits and revenues that were better than expected. We'll see if other companies can do the same. Money Watch at 15 and 45 past every hour. Ron and Sana, All News 99.1.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
How's this for a wake-up call? The phone rings in the middle of the night and someone says my husband has been in a car accident. He's in critical condition. We got lucky. He recovered. But that night in the hospital, waiting there, not knowing, it hit me just how unprepared we were for the unexpected. If he hadn't made it, I couldn't keep the house or support our kids. I realized how much he and I depend on each other. That's when we called AIG Direct. You can get trusted life insurance protection through AIG Direct at affordable rates. For just $14 a month, we got $250,000 in coverage. Now that we're covered, we can get a good night's sleep.
Helping to protect your family through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and affordable. Call AIG Direct right now and get a free, no-obligation quote. It takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-895-3906. That's 1-800-895-3906. 1-800-895-3906.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work, like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over 2 decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M with a tough loss against number one Kentucky last Saturday in 2 overtimes. Coach Billy Kennedy on the show last night about bouncing back for this Mississippi State game tonight.
Our guys had a better feeling about the way they performed and the way they played, you know, against Kentucky with their effort. They were very disappointed we lost. They know why we lost. We had a lot of guys do some things good. You know, we had a lot of things we did well. Daniel House to have 25. Caruso did some good things. Really, everybody brought it that played gave us something good. So we hadn't had a day off since the day after Christmas. So I gave them yesterday off. and a lot of them came in the gym. They came back today. We had a good practice. You know, I think our guys understand how important the Mississippi State game is, and we've got some maturity, and I expect them to play well tomorrow.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy. The Aggies take on Mississippi State tonight at Reed, 8 o'clock tip time, 7:30 broadcast time on this station. That's an Aggie Report. I'm Dave South.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Flexible neural implants. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Researchers have long been working on implantable microchips to treat paralysis. But according to bioelectrical engineer Stephanie Lecour at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Lausanne, rigid computer chips don't work well in flexible human tissue.
The brain pulsates with blood flow. The spinal cord can stretch and relax during daily movement. And so in order to have an implant that really integrates with the nervous tissue, we need to have an implant that can accommodate the natural movement of the neural tissue.
In the journal Science, she and her colleagues describe a soft, flexible spinal cord implant that triggered the leg muscles of paralyzed lab rats for weeks without malfunctioning or causing inflammation. The goal is to make a neural prosthesis for humans that could last a lifetime. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Well, this dank weather we've been having allows you to know just exactly how your windows are doing when it comes to keeping that cold air out. Now, we notice again during the winter when that's happening, but that air exchange goes on all year long, and the people at Intercon, a locally owned company, in fact, started by a father and son, still owned by him, they're here to help you out. Fix those windows or replace those windows so that your energy bills are a little more under control. And if you're a BTU customer, there's some incentives that BTU offers to help you get that work done. Now, one of the great things about Intercon is they know windows, they do windows, that's it. It's not a sideline for them. This is their job. And because they're a local company, they want to make sure you're a satisfied customer. But probably most importantly, because there are a lot of people in this business who use high pressure, that's not the way they do business at Intercon. Good product, fair price, homegrown company, they'll work with you in stages, and they'll never put pressure on you to close a deal. Just not the way Intercon does business, never have, and never will. So if your windows are not energy efficient, you probably know, maybe you don't, but in either case, get in touch with Intercon and get the ball rolling. 823-3639.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We love to see people happy and successful. Come be a part of our winning team. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, we've been voted the best of the Brazos for 10 years running. If you have a desire to learn tax prep or small business bookkeeping and are seeking full or part-time employment, give us a call, 691-2345, or go to our website, bottomline.biz. Students, recent graduates, or retirees, welcome. At Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us, 691-2345.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. I want to tell you about one of the best things I have seen in years. Now, most of us know that the safest, most effective weight loss that anyone can have is with a medical weight loss clinic. But what if you could get the results of going to a clinic for about one-tenth of the price? Dr. Steelman, one of the country's leading bariatric physicians, has developed a home weight loss program that is incredible. Now, they put this diet to the test with people from all walks of life, and they had phenomenal results. I have seen the results myself, and it's truly impressive. People losing as much as 10 pounds a week consistently. So don't start this new year the same old way. Lose that weight once and for all. Now, all the information on this incredible diet is at www.active8products.com. Or you can call toll-free, 800-465-4411. That's Active8Products.com or 800-465-4411. I know you've heard the name, even if you didn't know where it came from or why you knew it initially. The name was Samaroff, Olga Samaroff. And you've heard the name somewhere in your past because she was once one of the great pianists who ever lived. Olga was, to an entire generation, considered to be the epitome of Russian classical artistry. She had command of Tchaikovsky like no other before her. Her Rimsky-Korsakov was spectacular, and just everyone said so. Like the head of the Juilliard School of Music, where she was asked to teach, or the Philadelphia Conservatory, where she was asked to perform on numerous occasions, but mostly in Moscow and St. Petersburg, in Kiev, Paris, and London. No one plays the Russian composers like a Russian, and no one played the classics on the 88s like Olga. At a time when Russian composers were enormously popular, she wooed and wowed the whole world with her magnificent playing. She was a formidable woman, a fiery and temperamental pianist, and perhaps to some, cloaked in mystery. She even married a giant of the arts, Maestro Leopold Stokowski, the greatest Russian conductor of his day. And in an age when it was so important for the Russians to show their superiority and strength during a massive social revolution in their country, she, Olga Samaroff, wife of Maestro Leopold Stokowski, was a fraud. Oh, don't get me wrong. She could play the piano all right. That was no fake. And she could play like nobody's business. But as good as she was, and you might guess by now she was very good, she could never get anyone to give her the time of day. No one would listen to her or give her an audience. So she invented Olga. Yes, I said invented Olga, because that wasn't her name. She wasn't a Samaroff. She wasn't a Russian. She wasn't anything. Anything but a fabulous piano player, that is. And that's all it took if you were from Russia, or people thought you were. You see, it's a little-known fact that one of the greatest, most revered, and honored classical artists, Olga Samaroff, who even married the great Leopold Stokowski, was, in reality, Lucy Hickenlooper from San Antonio, Texas, USA.
Today, why President Obama's proposed anti-hacking laws are right on track. I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up. You know all that junk mail you get for pre-approved credit cards? Well, that led to David's identity theft nightmare. Someone stole his mail, accepted a credit card offer in his name, and snatched the card from his mailbox before he had a clue. David even got a driving citation after a criminal used his identity during a traffic stop. This motivated David to become a member of LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. And in the time since he signed up, LifeLock's gotten even better. With their new LifeLock Ultimate Plus service, you're provided protection for your identity, bank, and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Look, no one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Make a resolution to help protect yourself in 2015. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Regardless of your political stance, President Obama is correct to call on Congress to force retailers and banks to change the way that they handle big data breaches. When Target and Home Depot were hacked last year, their data security had been in a disgraceful state for some time. Their security staff was anything but competent, but it was also disgraceful how long management waited before telling customers. The stolen personal data never belonged to Target or Home Depot in the first place. It belonged to individual customers who had a right to know immediately. Because the companies didn't, customers couldn't take steps to protect themselves against identity theft and worse. Banks and retailers like to tell us that customers didn't lose any money, but that's simply not true. Insurance companies did, and those losses mean higher overall prices for all of us. Soon, this goes to the hands of Congress. Let them hear from you. Get all the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Yesterday's fire at Campus View Apartments in College Station started in an upstairs apartment. Battalion Chief Robert Mumford says investigators traced the source to the apartment furnace igniting the frame holding the unit.
What it did is it caught the boards that hold the heating unit up in the ceiling above the ceiling tiles. It caught the framework around it that holds that heating unit on fire, which is in turn up close to the attic, which in then turn caught the attic on fire.
One resident and two firefighters were treated at the scene for minor injuries, and a cat was rescued. Mumford says approximately 50 firefighters from College Station and Bryan took more than 4 hours to get the fire under control using 19 pieces of equipment that included two ladder trucks.
Once the fire was up in the attic and it took a hold of the whole attic space, we did call for an additional engine and ladder truck from Bryan to assist us with the operations. We actually had Bryan set up their ladder truck on the north side of the building, whereas our ladder truck set up on the south side of the building.
The fire resulted in evacuating people inside 12 of the 20 units. In all, 21 occupants were displaced and have been offered assistance by the Red Cross. Much of last night's Bryan School Board meeting, as was the case last month, involved decisions related to the district's $132 million bond issue.
The board unanimously approved the administration's recommendation on the composition and responsibilities of the committee that will recommend who will be in charge of overseeing the construction of about a third of the improvements. The combined cost of the new Stephen F. Austin Middle School, turning the present SFA into administrative offices, and updating the civic auditorium is estimated at $47 million. Chief Financial Officer Amy Drozd expects lots of interest from prospects who want to be the construction manager at risk.
They will work with the architect throughout the process of design, build, working with the district and finding out its needs. And then they actually produce, once those documents are fairly complete, a guaranteed maximum price. And then they will go get bids to try to come at or under that.
The committee made up of 8 administrators, the architect, and board member Tommy Vasquez. One architect will be working on those buildings and turning Milam into the new home in the Mary Catherine Harris Alternative High School. The board last night hired a second architect to design expansions at Jones, Crockett, Henderson, Ross, Davila, and Rudder. That leaves smaller projects from the bond issue on remaining campuses, some which Dross says might not require hiring an architect. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan's second murder in as many weeks was a result of an argument over drugs. 39-year-old Latoya Jenkins is accused of stabbing her boyfriend, 40-year-old Stephen Shivers, in the neck with a large kitchen knife. One of two witnesses called police from the Jenkins apartment.
When officers got on scene, there was a witness in the residence who was administering first aid to Stephen Shivers, age 40, of Bryan. But he was declared deceased on scene.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the second witness left and has not been found, while Jenkins was located about 2 hours after the stabbing, according to the arrest report, west of Easterwood Airport at her mother's home in the Brushy community.
We basically did some information searches on her and relatives and responded to multiple locations until we found the vehicle that she had left the scene in.
McKeithen says neither witness was involved in the domestic disturbance or the stabbing. There's a chance you may have seen the man who walked into a College Station payday lender yesterday and held up two employees at gunpoint. Police believe the same man held up a Northgate restaurant last week. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says two employees were not hurt in yesterday's holdup of Cash Advance America on Texas between Brentwood and Southwest Parkway.
Talking to nearby witnesses, we have reason to believe that the subject was on foot in the area for at least a period of time before this offense. So it's possible someone has seen this individual or maybe has some further information.
A man of thin build wearing gray pants and a black hoodie and carrying a dark backpack ran off with an undisclosed amount of cash there and last week at the Chipotle restaurant. Photos of the suspect are online at WTAW.com. And depending on which way the wind blows, we may be picking up some of the action as state health officials launch their annual rabies airdrop. Spokesman Chris Van Dusen says vaccines will fall from the sky starting tomorrow from Houston to Austin.
Skunks and bats now in the state where the vast majority of rabies cases are, and so we're turning our attention now to skunks.
It's a switch from the last 20 years where bait laced with rabies vaccine tossed out of airplanes has eliminated the disease from foxes and coyotes. WTAW News Time is now 8:38. It's 38 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few, all with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
This is Larry King. You know, I've been called the king of radio. There's no better place to capture new customers and grow your business than by utilizing the power of radio. And my friends at Radioactive Media know this better than anyone. They can show you how to leverage radio with cutting-edge tools like their proprietary text messaging product, which could generate up to 9 times more leads, and it provides accountable results. See it for yourself by texting the word KING to 511-511. They create campaigns airing on all things radio, terrestrial, satellite, streaming, or podcasts, reaching millions. Whether you're a mid-sized company or a well-financed startup, you should contact Radioactive Media today. Radioactive Media believes in the power of radio so much, they're even using it themselves right here, right now. Start generating profits now with the power of radio. Text the word KING to 511-511 or go to radioactivemedia.net.
Okay, Larry, we'll do that, man. It's so good to hear from you.
All right, here we go. Let's do some weather. Brought to you this morning by the folks at Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful rural setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Here are the numbers from the weather dude.
We're going to have plenty of clouds around today with a high near 45. Mostly cloudy tonight, low near 35. During the day on Wednesday, we'll be mostly cloudy with a chance of afternoon showers and a high near 44. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday night, low 34. Looking ahead to Thursday, we're going to start off with some clouds, but skies will become mostly sunny by the afternoon. We'll have a high near 51 degrees. This is staff meteorologist Steve Lavoy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Thanks, Steve.
Hey, you were talking about Peach Creek?
I was.
I bought those little beer chiller things they've got.
Yeah.
They work.
Yeah, they do.
They're really cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's a pretty neat thing. It is. It's kind of fun.
The little beer spike.
Yeah. It makes it cold. Again, I know we don't know anything about beer in U.S. America. We're not supposed to drink it that cold and all that kind of stuff.
Some of you are.
Visitors to the Crayola Facebook page are seeing brick red on Sunday when they realized that someone had taken over the account and decided to post some not-so-kid-friendly updates on the company's 2.4 million fans.
Uh-oh!
Yeah, Crayola tweeted to let folks know that they were sorry. Wasn't part of their marketing plan. So, back and tanned? No, you're not. Bend downs.
I would like to point out that I know I get no sympathy here, and I understand. Yeah. I know. It's not coming. Nobody's going to feel sorry for me.
You're right.
But I've been in Puerto Rico for 4 days, and this weather here sucks.
Yeah.
Thank you, staff meteorologist Ben Downs.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Holy cow.
Yeah. It's been this way, and we got another 2 days of it. I mean, no sunshine anyway.
I was standing in San Juan Airport. I don't recommend that.
I've done that too.
Don't do that unless you have
right.
to.
Yeah, boy, no kidding.
And I'm wearing a coat because mm-hmm. I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
And golly.
But the last time I was in San Juan, it was pouring down rain. So there, turnabout
rained
fair play.
It rained a little bit every day, but it would kind of come through, rain a little, and then stop and be beautiful, and rain a little and stop and be beautiful.
I remember the first time I landed there, they have a piece of... Guys, they have a piece of some kind of rusted out wreckage in between the runways, and maybe it was too big a hassle to move. But the last thing I want to see is a piece of rusted out metal in between two runways. I'm just saying
that would be a little discomforting. I think. Yeah,
No. Let me tell you what's discomforting. They have Cape Air flies to the islands.
Yeah.
I didn't have to do that this time because I stayed on Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
But Cape Air flies to all the little islands, you have to weigh yourself in front of them.
Oh, yeah!
There is a weight scale right there at the ticket counter.
Oh, man.
You want to talk about watching some young women that are on a trip squirm. Don't worry, I will avert my gaze.
Who in their right mind thought that was a good idea?
They got to weigh you. They weigh your luggage. They weigh you. They tell you which seat to sit in. They say, I'm sorry, senor, you're going to have to wait on the next plane.
You know what's fun is while they're focused on the number, you put your foot on the back corner of that scale.
Oh, God. That really messes their world up. Yeah, no, we don't want to hear about that. So anyway, welcome back.
It's nice. Yeah. It was nice. It's very green, but you know what? Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Here's actually the point for my coming on the radio with you this morning.
Okay, you brought donuts.
No.
Oh.
I didn't bring you anything. Right. Well, okay, I take it back. I stole pins like crazy.
The last time you brought rum back.
I brought rum, but I...
Yes, he did.
But I remembered it this time while sitting in the San Juan Airport. Okay. And
thanks for thinking of us.
Yeah,
we appreciate that.
I could have bought little sampler bottles, but they were like $500 at the duty-free shop or something. Yeah, but anyway... So here we are with our beautiful weather like we have here today.
Yeah.
I must have been told 10 times while I was in San Juan that this weather is so hot. It is always hot like this. We need a break. It never changes.
Really?
82 degrees, and it's just awful weather. It never changes.
Horrible. I'm so sorry.
I know. Even the lady at one of the stores in Old San Juan said the same thing. Oh, this heat. Oh, boy.
That's long-sleeve polo weather here.
Yeah. It's
I know. I told him, no, I'm from Texas. We're okay. This is good. This will be fine.
Did you eat down there in the little square there in Old Town?
You know, I didn't feel good while I was in Old Town.
Okay.
I couldn't read the signs.
Yeah.
I drove the wrong way down two one-way streets, so I was getting rattled.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, it was...
We did the walk thing, you know, where you go out and then you could do the harbor and the port back there, which is nice. But again, you got to...
And it was set up for me wrong.
Well,
because because the guy at the hotel who was showing me the things, he said, okay, here's a map. Here's where I want. Go here. And then he circled this big area and wrote no in big letters over it and put an exclamation mark on there. And had looked at me and said, this is the hood. Don't go there. Well, I wasn't really sure where I was.
Okay.
And so, you know, Lily and I were there about 3 or 4 hours, and we got a good feel for the place and everything, and then we decided to run back to the Nest as fast as we could.
Yeah, where the alcohol's free and you could just relax.
The wine wasn't bad. But at any rate, I did steal some hotel pins for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yay.
We appreciate
that. I was, instead of just going wholesale and stealing them and running,
because
that's a bad sign.
It is.
It doesn't look good.
Now, did you take them off the maid's cart?
No. Okay. This time I stole every one of them fair and square.
Okay.
I told him, hey, can I have your pin? Can I have your pin?
Oh, that's good.
Can I have your pin?
No.
I'm going to steal your pin. Is that okay? You know, and so I was able, I was only
How
able
very
to get up
front of you.
I was only able to get up to like 14 pins instead of my usual 30.
Because the staff has to pay for those, you know, when you steal.
Oh, they do not. Don't do that to me. Certainly, sir.
Let me go get you
another pin. Yeah.
Well, I don't know how many reasons there would be that the staff is glad that you're back, but I know at least two people who I had as guests in the studio said, thanks for the coffee, but since you don't have any cups, I didn't know what to drink them in.
We're out of cups.
And I said,
we can't go buy cups if I'm gone.
Ben, we were out of cups the day you left. We've had no cups for the entire time. You've been gone. That's all I'm saying. So
yet somehow
I don't know what other somehow to drink coffee.
Somehow,
yeah.
When I tell people, it doesn't matter. My staff takes care of everything. They are really good back at the office. I don't even call to check in. You mean to tell me we've gone this long without?
Yeah, I'm guessing.
So if a guest came,
pandemonium. Yeah.
If a guest had come, since I've been gone,
and you know, and I have to admit, which is really terrible. Don't know why I'm admitting this, but you know, every day when I get in my vehicle to back out, I've got like a case of cups in my garage that I probably could have brought.
I'm just curious. Is there any thought that I would not have, like, you know, reimbursed you or Kevin?
I know.
I've got my mug.
I don't ever use them.
Well, Kevin never uses them. Patrick almost knocks me out of the way to get out at 9 o'clock.
And you're just And you're just too ornery.
It just came to me as I'm thinking about that. I'm looking at a case of those every morning as I back out. I guess I'll apologize to everybody on your behalf that I didn't do that.
No, don't. That shows weakness.
Okay. All right. So anyway.
Anyway. Okay. Let's work on the weather. Let's get this better. I do have to tell you.
Okay.
When I was flying into Dallas yesterday for yet another 3-hour wait.
Oh, cool.
It was amazing. You look out the airplane window, and at 2,000 feet, it looks like somebody just rolled cotton from horizon to horizon.
Yeah.
It is everywhere, and it's just as flat and level as it could be.
Well,
it's
not having bad stuff. I mean, you consider the people who are getting bad stuff. This is just kind of uncomfortable and annoying.
It's a blanket. It's just up there, and it's solid.
There you go.
Sea to shining
it's
sea.
It's Ben Downs with our weather.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We'd love to see people happy and successful. Come be a part of our winning team. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, we've been voted the best of the Brazos for 10 years running. If you have a desire to learn tax prep or small business bookkeeping and are seeking full or part-time employment, give us a call, 691-2345, or go to our website, bottomline.biz. Students, recent graduates, or retirees, welcome. At Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us, 691-2345.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 10 minutes till. Okay, here's the story about the 12-year-old and NFL. The Carolina Panthers may have lost their NFC division playoff game to the Seattle Seahawks, but they may have secured themselves a new fan along the way.
For life.
12-year-old Cade Pope, NFL fan, sent a letter to the owner of each of the NFL's 32 teams about 2 weeks ago, asking for help deciding which team he should become a fan of. He has received one response to date. One. Jerry Richardson sent Cade a handwritten letter in response. The letter read, "Cade, we'd be honored if our Carolina Panthers became your team. We would make you proud by the classy way we represent you." The letter also came with a package containing a replica of the Panthers' helmet that had been signed by one of their stars. For what it's worth, Cade said, "If this is the only team that responds to me, I'm a Carolina Panther fan." Cade, I'd just go ahead and weigh in with them anyway.
Absolutely.
Don't be trying to play both ends against the middle here. That's pretty cool that guy took the time to do that.
Might be holding out for a jersey with his name on it.
Could be. Maybe so.
He apparently does that with everybody, though. That owner reads mail and handwritten responses to all of them.
Again, I don't like Jerry Jones on any level, but he ain't that guy, that's for sure.
No.
Yeah. Well, even though the newest and freshest iPhones are now available in mainland China, hauling them over the border from Hong Kong is still a highly profitable business, apparently. One enterprising young man created a plastic suit that held 94 iPhones, then strapped them around his arms, his legs, his hips, his torso, put regular clothes over the plastic suit. There was a problem. When you're wearing 94 iPhones, you have to walk around pretending that everything is just fine, even though you're moving like a robot. And obviously that's how he got caught. Officials noticed his wired walk, if you will, and inability to move his major joints normally.
Wouldn't that be a wireless walk?
Yeah, well, I guess it probably would. Anyhow, then they discovered the secret suit. Now, you see, that needs to go like in a spy museum someplace. They need to take that and give it to somebody. I think that'd be kind of cool. They could put that out there. So police in Rochester, New Hampshire, say a man suspected of stealing money from a gas station, captured about an hour later after he crashed his car while driving drunk. That's it? That's the whole story? Come on. Did you hear about the Victoria police officer who tased the 76-year-old? That happened a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he got let go, didn't he?
Yeah, he says he shouldn't have been. Yeah, he's appealing. He is appealing getting let go because he tased a 76-year-old. I guess, was he drunk? Is that right? Is that what it was? He was drunk in public, something like that.
I want to say it was a traffic stop for an expired license or something.
Ah, okay. I got you. All right, let me see. I'm on it here. We'll see if they come up. Here we go. The Texas police officer fired for using his taser on a 76-year-old man will appeal the Victoria Police Department decision to terminate him, according to the Victoria Advocate. Here when you need it. Officer Nathaniel Robinson in December confronted a Victoria resident named Pete Vasquez over an expired inspection sticker on the car that he was driving.
That was close.
According to the dash cam footage, he resisted arrest. Robinson then handcuffed him. Robinson then slammed, allegedly, Vasquez on the patrol car, pushed him to the ground, and used his taser twice. Because Vasquez was driving a vehicle owned by the car dealership for which he worked, the car was exempt from inspection requirements. Rut-row. Victoria Police Department investigated the incident. They fired him for violating department policies on the use of force conduct and arrests without a warrant. According to his attorney, Vasquez's level of resistance to arrest warranted Robinson's response. Texas Rangers leading a criminal investigation. My thought is he probably will not be reinstated.
Probably not.
Just thinking, especially since it wasn't supposed to have an inspection sticker anyway. So the bigwigs at Showtime were at the Television Critics Association Winter Tour in Pasadena yesterday. Took some time to announce the sixth season of the comedy Shameless. Have you all seen this? Yeah, it's the guy who starred in Fargo is married to... forget it.
Can't help you here.
Yeah, forget. Yeah, one of the women who's on Sex and the City. I don't know. The other big news is that Kyle MacLachlan will be back as FBI agent Dale Cooper. They're going to reboot Twin Peaks. If you didn't get enough weird the first time, they're going to bring it back again.
And that show was weird.
That announcement ended with him apparently on stage to be part of that. The new Twin Peaks will be set in the present day and will show what happened to all the characters since the old show ended. David Lynch, who wrote and directed the original, will be back on the reboot as well. Oh, man. That will be pretty weird television, so we'll see what happens. This is a little odd, about 3 minutes till. This is a little odd. Fossilized remains of a sort of prehistoric Loch Ness monster have been found in Scotland. 170 million-year-old fish lizard fossil found in the Isle of Skye represents a new species of extinct marine reptiles that are called ichthyosaurs. Researchers say that the creature fills that gap in the fossil record during the Middle Jurassic period, which lasted for about 176 to 161 million years ago. The species, found by an amateur fossil collector. Dude just knocking around. Dusts off a little something, and there's that bone. So maybe a cousin of the Loch Ness Monster, and again, in the Isle of Skye. So, I mean, it's over in the neighborhood. We'll see what happens.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
If you're a business owner, Suddenlink has some business solutions for you, but the best news that Suddenlink has is that their internet speeds have gone up so tremendously because when all the upgrades are done, 50 meg will be the new Suddenlink minimum speed. That means that the minimum speed will be 16 times faster than the 3 meg that you get from DSL. Then consider that you've got phone service that you can get where you get to keep the equipment that you have, keep the phone number that you have, and you can grow that network as you need to. You add phones as you want to. But also, with download speeds that will go up to 150 megs, combining that with the phone. And then, of course, you can also have you can have the TV cable in your business as well. It's like a waiting room or for your customers or for your employees. And also they have background music that's available. All of that can be a great bundle for you. So there's phone, there's video, and all of that can be yours. And again, the minimum speed, 50 meg. So time to make the move if you haven't. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413, 595-2413. He can provide the business solution for you from Suddenly. Okay, about a minute till. Yes, the weather. I hate to bring it up again, but and Ben coming in and making us feel badly because he was off in a place where it was much nicer than it is here. That's okay. We'll survive. We're going to see the sun again in about 48 hours if we're lucky at all. High temperature today and tomorrow actually going to be about 45 degrees. Low temperature will be around 38, but just some cloudies out there. They got a 20% chance of rain tomorrow, but that's probably not going to happen. So just enjoy, okay, and then we'll look forward for the sun. On Thursday, we'll all dance around the Maypole. On this day,
the January pole?
That's the one. In 1928, couch potatoes can trace their roots to this date. Three experimental television sets. Three were installed in private homes in Schenectady, New York, of all places. General Electric and RCA. The only thing that you could see was somebody smoking. That was the video. A guy smoking and a guy playing the ukulele. The home receiver screens 1.5 square inches.
Oh, my God.
1.5 square inches. Yeah. 1957, we saw the Frisbee for the first time. 1968, Johnny Cash recorded that concert at Folsom Prison. So there you are. That's our news. Stay dry. Back tomorrow. WTAW, College Station, Bryant, 9 o'clock.